Hello, this is Charlie, and you're listening to Zionist Kill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, Mia is here as well.
Hello.
And we will be listening to something called The History of Ella Fitzgerald, which I couldn't find out much about online, but it's kind of a greatest hits. I think some of them are live. A lot of the ones we're going to listen to are live. I think maybe even all of them. Some of them aren't live. Produced under the personal supervision of Norman Granz, the legendary producer and promoter. He's got an interesting Wikipedia page. The first song we're going to listen to is Mack the Knife. Is there anything you'd like to say, Mia, or should we get right into the song?
I'm excited.
Spread. Fancy gloves, though. Where's Mac?
this here. This tune.
That was Mac the Knife.
Yeah, we listened to that one earlier at home.
It's a good song. It was originally for a musical.
What musical?
So many old songs back then.
What are musical?
For musicals. From the Three Penny Opera. A German play with music. A socialist critique of the capitalist world. So originally it's in German.
That's interesting. Interesting how it got to be in an English rendition and Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's... I did not know that. So we're going to skip to side three, and we're going to listen to Walk Right In, and then we're going to skip another song, then we're going to listen to Here's That Rainy Day, and The Angels Sing, and A Hard Day's Night.
Oh.
Very interesting. I'm looking forward to these songs.
Me too. I'm looking forward to Hard Day's Night.
And then later, we will hear her version of Girl from Ipanema. The Boy from Ipanema.
I'm excited.
All right, I gotta switch the discs. ASMR. I watched an episode of American Dad the other day, where Francine was addicted to ASMR.
I love her.
She couldn't stop.
We haven't seen that in a while.
hope you're gonna like the songs we've chosen. Some old, some new. Some we know, some we don't. Anyway, we just want you to sit back as we go along. You just walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Come on and walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. 'Cause everybody's talking about a new kind of walking. Do you really want to lose your mind? Come on and walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your head go down. Come on and walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your hair go down. 'Cause everybody's talking about a new kind of walk. Just sit back and relax. Yes, Daddy, let your mind roll on. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We'd like to try one more ballad for you. And it's a very pretty song called Here's That Rainy Day.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. They told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it may this way. Where's that worn out wish that I threw aside after my lover was so funny? that rainy day is here. Funny how love becomes a cold rainy day, and funny that rainy day is here.
Thank you.
worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything.
That was A Hard Day's Night, and that's a really good song and a really good version of it.
Yeah, I think she actually meant it. Like, it sounds like she meant it.
Yeah, I would hazard to say that the Beatles were almost a little sarcastic in saying that they had a hard day's night, especially since we watched the movie.
Oh yeah, a
recently,
couple months ago, right?
And it looked like they were having fun the whole time.
They were like running away from people, but that's really it. That's all the hard things that they were doing.
Would Beatlemania be at least a little fun for the Beatles?
I think so. Especially when they came to America, must have been like a whole thing. Must have been like exciting and new.
My grandma must have been around for that. I wonder, like...
You think she was a Beatlemaniac?
My grandma must have been like 15...
Yeah, she probably was.
Like, do you think she was tapped into Rubber Soul when it came out?
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, you never know. Sometimes grandparents kind of pull things out of their, like, pocket. And
my
your
grandparents mostly
listen
to country.
You think so?
My grandma loves Elvis. Well, so she's probably tapped into Elvis.
Well, yeah, but Elvis, I think, falls along, like, the same obsession with the Beatles.
Yeah, he's the king, baby.
Yeah, and the Beatles are, like, the other kings.
Gonna do some karate. Like,
that was good.
King's gonna do some karate now.
Yeah, that was good. But I think that's, they're, like, on the same level.
White Elvis.
I think, oh, yeah. From
on the Walk same Hard. Level?
I think... Elvis and the Beatles, if not, obviously, like, much higher than Elvis.
I can see that.
You know?
We used to, when I was a kid, we had a thermometer that had Elvis on it. I used to love it.
That's really funny. Was the thermometer like Elvis?
He was standing next to
Or was it like
a, if my like mom's listening right now, I'm sure like she remembers this. It was a picture of Elvis, and he was standing next to the thermometer.
So it wasn't Elvis shaped.
Elvis thermometer.
Like his teeth weren't like the buttons or something.
Here it is. This is totally it.
Let me see.
It's on eBay.
Oh, I see. Oh, that type of...
It says, The King, over 110 gold records. We could have it for $30. My God, I want this so bad.
Get it?
Get it, my love. Someday I'll have my own Elvis thermometer.
Who knows how many there'll be in circulation and someday.
Yeah. I'll be a hoarder for sure someday. I have to flip the disc. Would you mind reading letters?
I don't mind.
Thank you, my dear. It is ladder safety month, by the way. Shout out
it is?
Max Kratzok for sending me that email. Yeah. I don't know if I ever responded to
him.
That's
really funny.
But I've mentioned it like 5 times over the air now. Shout out Max. Shout out ladder safety month. Be safe on a ladder. I know I'm not a lot of the time, but you should be.
There's something... Well, I need to be very... Well, anyways. There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I know I have to be very careful on a ladder soon. For a thesis, I'm installing like this huge thing and I have to get on. Oh, well, I don't think I will be allowed, but one of the installers will be getting on a crane, like on a lift. So
impressive.
Yeah, in the SMFA, isn't that exciting?
It is impressive that you can marshal such resources for art.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be worth it though. This is gonna be incredible.
Yeah, I think I'm like I'm the only person that needs a lift. Everybody else is doing a bunch of paintings and stuff on the floor.
Check out Mia Rose Art on Instagram to see all the cool things that Mia's made so far. And make sure to follow to stay tuned for senior thesis.
Thank you, my love.
Because you'll post it there eventually, won't you?
Yeah, I'll post it there eventually, but I have a show coming up, actually. Also in May. May 3rd. It is at the new Thea Cannabis Mall in Fenway, which is very exciting. There's a gallery in their basement, and that's where it will be. It will be 21+, due to the circumstances, but... yeah, my friends and I are organizing this event called Core. We are Glitch Collective, and we're excited. Yeah, that's the announcements.
Congratulations.
Thanks, my love.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There's many announcements going on in the world these days, because we're deciding what to do next with our lives. And if anyone's listened to a bunch of radio shows, we've been around for a while.
Yeah.
But we won't be around forever. It's only a couple more months of Senators Kill the Catch Vibe on WMFO, which is really sad. But today I have some exciting news that I'll be going to graduate school. And they have a radio station there. And stay tuned. Senators Kill the Catch Vibe may be back.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I mean, it'll never leave here.
No.
In a way. I'll never really leave. And I know I'll come back for sure. There'll be some special episodes.
I think so.
But for now, let's get on to our next song. Because now I'm a little sad. But a little excited, too. Our next song is going to be The Boy from Ipanema. It's reminding me of how many copies of Whipped Cream and Other Delights by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass Band we have in the station. We've got a billion. But let's get started.
pocket. When he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. When he walks, he's like a samba that swings so cool, sways so gentle, that when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. Oh, how I watch him so sadly. Not at me. Tall and tangin' and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking. When he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see. Oh, how I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Oh, but I love him so madly. When he goes for a stroll by the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tanger and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking. When he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see. No, he doesn't see. No, 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 he doesn't see. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Say hey, 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 hey. The boy from Ipanema. The boy from Ipanema. The boy from Ipanema. Ipanema, 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 Ipanema. Say the boy from Ipanema. No, 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 no. The boy from Ipanema.
Thank you. Thank you so much. There's a show in New York on Broadway called Funny Girl, and we'd like to try and do one of the songs that we're so crazy about, and we hope you like it. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Don't let those raindrops fall, I want to have a ball, so don't rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I sit and flutter. I've something gotta try, my heart to flutter. Don't bring a cloud around to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drums, and if I band out, you'll turn it faster. Hope I didn't fake it, hat. Make it, though I may be the rose of sheer perfection, or freckled on the nose of life's perfection, or just a cinder, or the apple of its eye. I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Yes, life is juicy, juicy, and you see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring a cloud around to rain on my parade. Gonna live till I die, all that I give I know how, all that the law will allow. One roll for the whole shebang, one throw that bell will go clang. Though I'm alone, I'm a gang, eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot, and bam! Hey, 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 world! Here I am! Get
for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody's gonna rain on my parade. Yes, love, I'm a comer. My heart, it's a drummer. Believe me, I'm not afraid. God, nobody, no, nobody, no, no, nobody gonna rain on my
That was Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Classic. I don't really know what else to say, but that was Ella Fitzgerald. I love her. If you're interested in hearing more music like that, what's her show called? I gotta look at the schedule real quick.
I think I would have freaked out as a child if my parents had played that version.
That version? It is maybe a little scary.
Not scary, but, like, overwhelming.
What a Wonderful World with Ella. That was the show I was looking for. Mm. It's a good show, and she usually plays that sort of music. You can tell, because What a Wonderful World, classic Louis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have 20 minutes of show left.
Wow.
I don't really feel like talking so much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back to talk a little at the end, but we're going to listen to a live version of one of my favorite Neil Young songs, Danger Bird.
Oh.
Because I didn't bring my computer and we have to draw from the stores of Rivendell. It's fine. This is probably what song I was going to play anyways, and I didn't know there was a live version. Recorded
in
19... In the 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This was... Danger Bird was originally off Zuma from 1975. It was really good. We listened to that yesterday morning, if anyone was paying attention, on Charlie Cloud's show, Under a Rock. It's a really good album.
This broke.
We can get some tape and fix it. Worry not. We're going to listen to Danger Bird
and
find
some
new tape.
Show?
Not that usual time, because we were just filling in for when someone didn't show up.
You said that yesterday, Monday. Yeah.
His show. When is it? We can figure it out. His show's called Under a Rock. His show is Thursdays at 9 p.m. He always has a good one.
Oh, okay. That's late. That's a different hour than he used to, right? It used to be him, Sebastian, then me.
Yeah, he used to be at 2 p.m.
And then Sebastian was at 3, and then I was at 4. That was last.
Yeah, he's got a really good show. Plays a lot of good music. If you like the music I play on my show, you'd like the music on his show. The last one that he did before Zuma, listened to some Mamas and the Papas. It's a good one.
Classic.
So we're going to listen to Danger Bird. Let's go.
Thank you. Oh, Frank James, Jesse James, Billy Kid, and all the rest. Be some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways.
Hello. We're leaving. This has been Zion on the Scale to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. We won't be here next week because we'll be in Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to be in Chicago. I forgot to mention that earlier.
The Windy City.
Mm-hmm.
The city that never sleeps.
We're going to
The Big Apple. The hub of the universe.
St. Patrick's Day over there.
The Green River.
Since we're oh, yeah. But they're going to dye the river green before we get there. They're not going to wait for us.
We'll do lots of cool things. We'll see the Field Museum. We'll go flick the bean.
We'll go tour the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flick the bean. Absolutely. Flicking beans out
Next up is Joe. What are you going to listen to? 100 Gecs?
No, starting with Mikhail Aaron Schumann. Yeah. Maybe we'll get to some 100 Gecs.
All right, you're up.
Nice.
El viento se ha calzado sus guantes de piel.